Our first lesson this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Listen for God's word. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Here ends the first lesson.
From the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of the Lord. There is more than one way to preach a sermon, and I am grateful to the children, youth, and adults whose singing today shares in the proclamation of the word. And so my words will be brief. As we come to the end of our sermon series on worship and consider actually the briefest part of our weekly liturgy, the benediction. The benediction can take a number of forms, and preachers use different words depending on the service or the season. My closing words at a wedding are not usually the same words I would say at a memorial service. And the blessing that I might employ in Advent is not going to be the same word that I would say in Eastertide. Week after week, we walk out of worship with some version of a biblical promise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The grace of Christ attend you. The love of God surround you. The Holy Spirit keep you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Even the Apostle Paul said it differently at the close of his letters, although most of us employ some variation of his Trinitarian formula most of the time. The thing to understand about the benediction is that it is not so much a closing prayer as it is a promise. And for its brevity, its power cannot be overstated. Worship may be over, but while we may leave and go our individual ways, God never parts company with us. Whatever form the benediction may take on any given Sunday, we are sent into the world with a good word of the risen Christ. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. That is what the benediction is, a good word that serves as a bridge between what we experience in worship and our everyday lives. The benediction carries us into the week of work, of family commitments, of community obligations, and the world. At its root, benediction means simply speak well of. It invokes God's wellness into being through the spoken word. So there is nothing about the benediction properly pronounced that is ordinary. The preacher's robe covers our clothes so that the congregation's focus is on the word of God alone. Our arms reach upward toward the heavens and also back in time, to the time of Paul and the formation of the early church, when he passed on to us what he had received from the Lord, to the time of Jesus and when his final words to his disciples were the words of assurance that he was always with them to the end of the age. To the time of Moses, when his brother Aaron had to stand in for him as the better speaker. Aaron, the first priest, charged by God to pronounce the benediction over the people of God. Our hands outstretched are the symbolic laying on of their hands. Moses, Aaron, Jesus, Paul, their hands on your heads with a message from God that passes through the corridors of time and is also for you, a word of God for the people of God. You are not alone. Wherever you go, when you leave this place, God goes with you with a good word of pure grace, steadfast love, and authentic community. Today, on All Saints Sunday, we also celebrate the power of the benediction to ring out eternally, sending us into the grace and love and communion of that great cloud of witnesses who have gone before. So in a moment at the communion table, when we read the names of the members of this church who have died during the last year, we are mindful that God's benedictory promise includes them as well as us. For it was the risen Christ who said, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age," meaning in life and in death, we belong to God through him. The grace, love, and communion of God is with us always. Thanks be to God. Amen.